Welcome to the OBX Fishcast. I'm Jody O'Donnell. We release this program each Friday. In today's Fishcast, you're going to get some fishing reports from the Oregon Inlet Fishing Center, as well as Juan Cheese Marina. Captain Marty will file an update, and we'll get some helpful tips from Tony Lombardi with WalkingAngler.com. In fact, Tony's going to be talking about a place maybe you've never fished at, underneath the Washington Balm Bridge. Let's start off with Captain Marty and his look at the fishing.
Really looking forward to it. It's our tournament week. We have had a few billfish offshore, but not getting a lot of effort, as our charter fleet is mostly looking for the tunas and the mahi. Oregon Inlet Fleet had nice mixed catches yesterday. A couple boats went bottom fishing too and caught some tile fish. Hatteras, a little bit on the choppy side, didn't find anybody that went offshore, but everybody that could went back in the Sound fishing for those speckled trout that have been there all summer. It's been great fishing. Everybody is pretty darn excited about it. And there's been a few flounder back there, even some keeper flounder, and a lot of small puppy drum, even though I did hear rumor yesterday of some big schools of big drum out in the middle of the Sound. So we'll be hearing more about that along the beach, just the same type of fishing we've been having. Pompano, sea mullet, bluefish, and a few Spanish mackerel. I did not hear of any big fish on the piers yesterday, but they are getting a good bite right along with things like sheephead around the pylons, and also some Spanish mackerel and pompano. So go wet a line. You're not going to catch them in the motel room. That's my report.
Thanks, Marty. We have Michaela at the update desk at the Oregon Inlet Fishing Center. Michaela, what was happening with the offshore fishing yesterday?
Most of our guys are at Ocean City Tournament right now, but we had plenty of fish for our four boats that got off. We had some wahoo, plenty of wahoo, yellowfin and blackfin, and then plenty of gaffers. So the mahi is still here. So our nearshore guys are still killing the ribbon fish. They're going off a little ways, getting plenty of ribbon fish and albacore. Also, a few Spanish mackerel still in the mix. But then our inshore guys are getting limits of speckled trout, which we love, and then red drum and, again, ribbon fish. And then Miss Oregon Inlet, she's getting some flounder and some sea mullet and some spots. So they're doing pretty well.
Uh-huh. And so Miss Oregon Inlet, she's fishing today, correct?
She is. She has two trips today, 7 a.m. and 12 p.m., and they're both actually full.
How about the Safari Dolphin Tour? That could be mighty terrific.
Yeah, so she can run five times a day, 7:30, 10, 12:30, 3, and then sundown at 5:30.
Any availabilities on that sundown excursion?
We do have plenty of availability for sundown all day today.
What's that website and telephone number? And what time should people get back if they want to check out the catches?
So they can check out the catch at 3:30, anytime between 3:30 and 4:30, and also on our webcam at oregon-inlet.com, and then 252 and 441-6301.
We're with Brenda from Juan Cheese Marina talking fishing. Brenda, how's that fishing been?
Oh, man, Jody, the fishing has been great. Our inshore guys, once again, the speckled trout, seem to be quite plentiful out there. They're doing really great with them. Our nearshore boats today, the ribbon fish, Spanish mackerel, few false albacore, they've been doing really good. Our offshore boats coming in with the mahi, the tilefish, there's been yellowfin, blackfin, lots of billfish releases. It's been an active place around here today.
And you can even go crabbing and shrimping there, too.
Oh, yeah. The crabbing and shrimping boat, he's doing three or four trips a day. He's been busy as can be, bringing in a bunch of shrimp. Nice, almost bushels of crabs almost every time he's out there. It's been really productive. And, of course, Harbor Star, they just reported this morning's trip that they saw over 100 dolphin out there today. And, of course, let's not forget about the landing grill. Whether it's before your fishing trip, after your fishing trip, or you just want to come hang out, have the freshest seafood in town, and, of course, the coldest beer in town, come visit us. Just about anything you want to do throughout the day, it's an active place.
The food's delicious at the landing grill. And I tell you what, the prices are really affordable.
Oh, definitely. And the food is off the chain.
Talking to Brenda from Juan Cheese Marina. What's that website and telephone number, Brenda?
You can reach us at www.juancheesemarina.com or give us a call at 252-423-3157.
This is the OBX Fishcast. I'm Jody O'Donnell. We do this every Friday as far as releasing a new OBX Fishcast. With us is WalkingAngler.com's Tony Lombardi. And Tony, there's a whole lot of fishing going on out there, but one place maybe people don't think about is, well, the Washington Bomb Bridge right underneath of that, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there. You know, in the summer, there's plenty of places to fish. It's just a nice area. There's plenty of fish to be caught. But the problem is when you're sitting in August, you got the sun and the air temperatures, and sometimes they're just hot. You know, anglers are fine, you know, fishing anywhere, you know, including sitting on the pier or sitting on the surf all day. But sometimes you got to be cool. So, you know, both the surf pier and bridges, they're all good places to fish, but they have limited shade. You know, so when you're fishing these areas, you know, you should really look for a place to, you know, get out of the sun. Now most piers are open, but if you're looking for a place that is shaded most of the day, and it's gonna provide you with a good fishing opportunity, it's the Washington Ball Bridge Dock. Now that's located on the west side of the Washington Bomb Bridge. Underneath is just adjacent to the boat ramp, and just adjacent to the entrance to the Pirates Cove Marina. Now I like to fish there most any time of the day, you know, regardless of whether it's, you know, morning or the afternoon. It provides good shade there, and that's good. And there's also good water movement and quality bait that moves through the water there. It's a good open area, and it's just perfect for, you know, somebody to spend the, you know, a lazy afternoon. Now most anglers will fish the entire dock. So let's start with, as soon as you get on the dock, you can walk up. There's a little ramp. It's great for those who, you know, can't walk, you know, like me. We're limited to our mobility, but you walk straight up the ramp, and you face due north. And if you're good at casting, there's a huge slough, and that's where the big charter boats head into the marina. That slough holds plenty of flounder and speckled trout, and certain times of year you'll see some puppy drum. Now you want to try to cast to the buoys, and when you get on the dock, you'll see there's several buoys that guide the charter boats in. There's good water depth there, and if you, like I said, if you're good at casting, you might be able to get hook up with some pretty good fish. Now, what most anglers are not aware is there's quite a bit of rock debris on the south side of that dock. So if you're going to fish there, you want to either use a bottom or stay off the bottom. You want to use a jig, or you want to use a popping cork, something that keeps you near the surface. Now, there's going to be many species of fish that are caught and found around that dock. And like I said earlier, I found flounder and trout, puppy drum. But you're also going to find some spot, some black drum, some croaker. And, of course, you're going to see your pigfish and pinfish. So, you know, if you have trouble with long casts, there's many species right underneath the dock. And that's where a lot of anglers, they'll focus on. They'll put a piece of squid, or they'll put some shrimp on there, and they'll drag their bait along the pilings or underneath the dock. And again, there's plenty of fish underneath there. Now, if you want to be adventurous, you keep going along the dock toward the east side. There's a couple of pilings that support the bridge, and they hold just a variety of bottom fish. Now, the good thing about this particular area, it's got benches, it's got shade, it's easily accessible to just about anyone. Now, one other thing about the gear, I know a lot of people bring those big heavers to fish on the surf or on the pier. Here, you want to use a 6.5 to 7.5 foot rod. You want to use a standard 2-hook bottom rig with either a pyramid sinker, and that'll hold your bait in place, or a bank sinker. And a bank sinker will allow your bait to flow with the current. And that's good because, again, you're covering a lot more space. I like to use fresh shrimp, live sand fleas if you can get them off the beach, or just about any fresh bait that you can pick up at the tackle shop. You know, artificial fish bites also work well there, and that's great for novice anglers who can't quite feel the bite, and you have a lot of bait stealers. So, you know, fish bites are going to stay on the hook a lot better. Now, if you use squid there, and I like to use that for flounder, it's also going to attract crabs, so you need to be prepared for that. Now, if you're going to harvest or if you're going to release a fish, we need to know the rules. Now, remember, this is not a fishing pier. You're going to need a fishing license when you fish on this dock. So when you release a fish, you want to wet your hands. You want to keep your towel damp. Don't rub off any of the slime or scales and try to get it back in the water as quickly as possible. If you're going to harvest that, you want to put it on ice. You don't want to put it in a bucket of water and let it sit there for hours on end. So you want to keep it cool and you want to keep it covered. Now, last week, Jody, we talked about angler comfort. So shaded areas, there's benches, there's easy accessible for those with limited mobility. But also you still want to use some sunscreen and you want to wear a hat and sunglasses. So, and finally, Jody, if you don't like to fish there, this is one of my favorite spots to go crabbing. There are plenty of crabs to be caught along this dock and along the boat ramp. So if you're looking for a shaded spot to fish, the Washington Balm Bridge dock is one of my favorite.
I was going to say, even folks that live around here may not realize that the Washington Balm Bridge, a.k.a. the Pirates Cove Bridge, is such a hot spot.
It is, and there's plenty of parking, and there's parking in the shade, and there's parking in the sun. There's handicapped parking, and there's restrooms there that you can use. So it's really an all-around great place. It's great, safe to take kids, and it's a great place just to hang out and wet a line.
And you say you'll go there any time of day.
I love to. I love even in the morning or evening. There's plenty of lights underneath the bridge. You can see where you're going. Yeah, just about. If I'm looking for a nice place just to, you know, wet a line. You'll find me there.
And, of course, you'll also find Tony at walkingangler.com. What kind of articles have you put up there lately?
Well, we talked about taking care of the sun, you know, protecting you from the sun. We also talked about that phenomenon, the upwelling, which is that the point where the water is warm one day and it's extremely cold another. So we talk a little bit about that. We also talk about how to use fish bites, and that's a real favorite bait, especially on the piers for small fish or spot, croaker, black drum.
Tony Lombardi, walkingangler.com, also contributor to the Captain Marty Saturday program, which we run from 6:30 to 8:30 each Saturday morning on Beach 104 and 94.5 WCMS. Tony, thank you so much.
Great. Thanks, Jody.
Thanks for giving the OBX Fishcast a listen. We'll release the next OBX Fishcast next Friday. And tell a friend. I'm Jody O'Donnell.